calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome to yet another show of Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, with your host Matt. Lots of great new Australian and Canadian music on the way here for the show. Australia Day has just passed. 26th of January is Australia Day, or Invasion Day as many prefer to see it, as the truth of the matter. Australia Day is meant to celebrate 26th of January 1788, when the original First Fleet arrived from England. Of course, the reality of colonising efforts of the British meant the decimation of the Australian Indigenous population, in a very similar way to how the Canadian First Nations have suffered tremendously. So, over the years, in recent decades, there have been protests on Australia Day who seek to raise awareness of mistreatment of Indigenous peoples. And under the banner of Invasion Day, there's been Invasion Day protests all around the country. In fact, this year there were close to 50,000 who marched in Melbourne. Larissa Tandy, a previous guest on our show, she tweeted a list of great Australian artists, and I thought, wow, that'd be great to feature some of them today on the show. We're going to start out with folk rock group Titus, three-piece band who were around between 1990 and 2000. They featured three women: Amy Saunders, Lou Bennett, and Sally Dasty. They were from Victoria, the state of Victoria, and they were very well known when they were around. In 1992, they released their Inside My Kitchen, the debut EP, and it received two nominations for Best New Talent and Best Indigenous Release at the 93 Australian Record Industry Association Awards. And they ended up putting out their self-titled record in 1996, and we're going to hear a track of Anthem from that record. And then we're going to hear from Leah Flanagan. She is an Aboriginal singer-songwriter from Darwin, and she's actually the very first Aboriginal person to graduate with a degree in classical music from the Elder Conservatorium of Music in South Australia, in Adelaide. And Leah, upon graduating, went on to perform in a touring company called the Black Arm Band for major festivals across Australia, and which included performing at the Winter Olympics in 2009. She has recorded her own songs, and we're going to hear a track called September Song from her record Nirvana Nights. And then we'll hear a track from Dan Sultan from his Blackbird record that came out a couple of years ago. So, Invasion Day has just passed, 26th of January, and to pay respects to the Indigenous, great Indigenous musicians of Australia, here are three acts. As recommended by Larissa Tandy, a previous guest on our show and a fine songwriter. So here's Titus with a song called Anthem from 1996.
Sing me an anthem, cause you don't know the words. Words are hard to remember when they mean nothing at all. To the heart who's still waiting for their voice to be heard. Don't sing me your anthem when your anthem's absurd. Sing me your anthem till we've learned how to share.
was later in September. I remember every time that I kiss your lips. The breeze is warm and the colors, they wash the skyline. In my home every night I love you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
To Stranded. This is a show you can find online and listen to podcasts at your leisure. Go to ozstrandedradio.com. And if you'd like to follow us, we're at Twitter at ozstranded and also facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So to pay respect to the great artists of Indigenous Australia, we just played three acts as recommended by singer-songwriter Larissa Tandy. She is based in Vancouver but is from Melbourne. So she posted some tracks on a playlist following Australia Day, which is, you know, traditionally celebrating the invasion, really, of Australia by the British colonists. So many prefer to see it as Invasion Day. Larissa listed some great Australian Indigenous artists. First up, we heard Titus with a track called Anthem from their 1996 self-titled record. Then we heard Lee Flanagan with September Song. She is from Northern Territory. The album was that song is from was called Nirvana Nights. And then Dan Sultan, we heard him, third track there. He is from Williamstown, Victoria, and another great First Nations musician. He has gone from strength to strength. He originally won Best Male Artist and Best Blues and Roots Album for his second record, Get Out While You Can, in November 2009. That's through the ARIA Music Awards. And he won Best Rock Album for Blackbird in 2014. And we heard a track from Blackbird there, and it was called The Same Man. So thanks, Larissa Tandy, for posting that playlist. We're going to play her track Harder, Heavier, which we featured last year. It's a powerful song. And Larissa is based in Vancouver, but previously from Melbourne, Australia. And then we're going to hear again from Henry Wagons. We featured a track last week called Santa Fe from his latest record, After What I Did Last Night. He is heading to North America for a tour. And he'll be in Canada pretty soon, playing at the Fox Theatre in Vancouver on the 10th of February, the Ironwood in Calgary on February 11th, and Festival Hall in Calgary. Two shows up there. So the day after on February 12th, and then Edmonton on the 15th. And then we're going to hear from a new Australian group called Some Jerks with a song called Hunter. So here we go. Here's Larissa Tandy here on Stranded.
Felt like a year. I was counting down to taking you out. When the weekend rolled around, my best shirt with my darkest doubts, gave myself a talking to. This time I'm gonna follow. Just a friend, the ground fell out from under me. Now I know I drank too much. felt like we. I never felt so lucky. So the upside of taking risks, and I thought the same applied to money. You ought to save it for rainy days. You know I could never roll that way. You've had enough. I want a little bit more. Just enough to make you a little unsure. My heart.
My heart is a beating. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. My name is Matt. Three in a row there from Australia. We heard a track from last year, one of my favorite songs of last year, Larissa Tandy, Harder Heavier. A very powerful single from an album, I believe, which will be released this year. In the middle was Henry Wagons, one of the hardest working men in Australian music. He is on his way to tour North America, and that includes some Canada dates coming up. You can find out more at Henry at www.wagonsmusic.com. And the first show will be February 10th at the Fox Theatre in Vancouver. Third track there was from a cool new band from Brisbane called Some Jerks. The song is called Hunter. Their album Strange Ways is out on a new record called Pig City Records. Catchy, cool sound, cool guitar sound. All right. This show is about Australian and Canadian music, so let's get into the Canadian music right now. We're going to start out with a project called Sunday Morning. An eagerly anticipated record that's been long in the making. This is a group featuring two members who previously played together in a group called Tank Hog. And we're going to hear the track first, and we'll talk a little bit about it later. I have seen them perform at a festival, at the Catalano Festival in Vancouver, and was quite impressed. And they recently played what I believe is a very well-attended release show at the Kulch in Vancouver for their self-titled debut. And we're going to also hear from Wood Pigeon and then Nardwa and the Evaporators with another track from Ogo Pogo Punk, the latest record. Okay, here is Sunday Morning out of Vancouver.
Yeah. cheeks are wet.
I don't know if I speak to you. Shade.
Insane.
Clown posse.
And doo doo loo doo.
Doo doo.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We're back here on Stranded. So, three acts there from Canada. We're into the Canadian music. First up, a really interesting group called Sunday Morning. So, they're a project featuring two members of a band called Tank Hog, who were around Vancouver many years ago. So vocalist Bruce Wilson, and he teamed up with a previous Tank Hog member Stephen Hamm, who is a very venerable musician known for his work in Slow, also The Evaporators, a number of other projects. And so Bruce Wilson lived somewhat of an itinerant life. He moved around a lot of cities in North America, and at some point he wrote a lot of stuff down in a journal, and he either lost or he tossed out his journal, and amazingly somebody found it in a trash heap or a dumpster and contacted him, and he got the journal back, and it kind of inspired him to write music and write songs. So he eventually got back in touch with Stephen Hamm and got a band together, including Coco Culbertson on bass, previously of The Gay and The Choir Practice. And yeah, this is a pretty intense record. It's been a long time in the making, and it's just been released. So it's a self-titled record from Sunday Morning. And we heard a track there at the top of the set called Can't Find You. You can find more online. I'll try to find their website for you here. It is Sunday Morning Band. sundaymorning.band/. In the middle was Wood Pigeon with a song called Canada from their album of last year called Faithful. And then we heard The Evaporators with I Can't Be Shaved from the new record Ogo Pogo Punk. Nardwa up to his old tricks in fine form. All right. Three more tracks before the end of the show, and we've been playing tracks throughout a number of tracks from this compilation, Charles and Commercial, which is put out by one of my favorite blogs, Birds of Canada, which is a great place for where Adam compiles his favorite artists from around the lower mainland of BC and the Fraser Valley. So three more tracks today. First up, a group called Do Tell. Then we're going to hear from Harley Small. And then finally, a group called Colorful Language. So here we go. Here's Do Tell from the Charles and Commercial album out on the Birds of Canada blog.
Shines in on my face. Oh, that sunlit place, and I.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded. We're online at ozstrandedradio.com. We're also at Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. Three tracks there from the musical blog compilation from Birds of Canada. Birds of Canada is the name of the blog, and the compilation is called Charles and Commercial, which was put out just late last year, featuring a whole bunch of great acts from the lower mainland of BC, Vancouver, and the Fraser Valley. So we heard three in a row from that compilation, starting out with Do Tell, with a song called Careful, Careful, then Highly Small with What Could Go Wrong, and Colorful Language with Prehistoric Lovers. We'll be back next week. I'm going to leave you with a track from the Hard-Ons from their 2001 record, This Terrible Place. Here is Fallen Star. Bye-bye.